Blog Talk Radio.
The boss bitch got my mind on my paper and my focus on my ends. Got my knife on my haters and my eye on my friend. That's the way life goes. Be real to the end. I ain't stunting these niggas. Ain't bothered by a bitch. Got my mind on my money and my focus on my ends. Got my knife on my haters and my eye on my friend. That's the way life goes. Stay real to the end. I ain't really for the game, so fuck what they say. I'm all about my money. Why the fuck will I change? You niggas is not fact. Ventilate your hate. All these beams penetrate your face before you blink. Concentrate on the task at hand. Master plans. Counting cash before you see it. Yeah, cash is in. I'm not convinced that you niggas is even making moves.
All right, y'all. I want to welcome you on the Surge Radio. You are now on air with your man, Lyricist and Spades. What's up, sir?
What up, L? What's the deal?
Not much, man. You know, just ready to hop into this show. I know we got a, you know, special guest today. We got Face the Great. He'll be calling in soon, and we get into that interview. But what's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. Just enjoying another day and trying to take it and take advantage of it.
Yeah, so it's not one of your rant days, right?
No, not today. Not today.
Good
not
day?
Today. Good day.
That's what's up. We need more good days, man. You know, because it seems like between the weather and all the crazy shit that's happening in the world now, man, you know, it's just a little much. And I think everybody needs a day off, which, I'm taking the family to the Comic-Con today, so they should be able to enjoy that, you know, be surrounded by the many and many of characters and nerds and all the other shit. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be covering the Comic-Con today. So let's hop into the first topic today. And I want to kind of get this out of the way so we ain't lingering on it too long. Everybody's response to Drake shaving off his beard. I never thought that this would actually be a conversation that we can have. I'm like, people really care? Like, is that big of a deal to y'all, to where it is you guys gotta, make a big deal about his beard? And the issue with me is that, you know, they made a bigger deal about his beard than the actual Views album. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's just crazy to me. I mean, but I'm pretty sure it's mostly women because women like what they like. And they are the most hardcore fans. So you can't really knock them, but geez, I'm like, everything I'm hearing about this man's beard is getting as much publicity as his album. So this is weird, man. So, I mean, you heard about this stuff, man?
Man, I don't care about the nigga beard. I just want to know if the nigga making good music again.
Nope.
I just don't understand. Like, people give so much attention to the dumbest shit or the smallest shit instead of saying, oh, what about this nigga Zimmerman and trying to sell the gun that he killed Trayvon Martin with? We're going to worry about this nigga beard. Fuck this nigga beard.
You know what? Let's get off of that, man. Let's talk about this shit. Man, that guy... You know what? I had to do it early. That was going to be my Dash Award winner for this week is George Zimmerman. You guys are a piece of shit.
I mean, I didn't mean to bring it up so early.
No. It's cool. I mean, because we'll dive into that later, and I'll let you guys know how I really feel about, you know, that whole situation. But you know who my Dash Award winner is, and I'm going to tell you why later. But let's get past Drake's beard. No one gives a fuck, you know. Besides the many and many of women fans that adore that guy. So let's talk about what's happening in the NBA now. I didn't completely write them off, but I didn't see the Thunder doing away with the Spurs in six. I was saying seven, but in six, man, they were balling too. They were balling, man. So what's your thoughts?
They both definitely. Everybody was on that tip, like Spurs gonna do them in four, Spurs gonna do them in six, and you know, I think that for the Thunder is being how they've been together for so long, that is like a spit in the face because a few years ago they did the same thing to the Spurs, right? But they didn't get past the second round, so
right.
I was surprised that they did what they did because you know you got Leonard, you got so many weapons on the Spurs, and the Thunder just didn't seem like they was playing together. But they came together and took that shit.
See, the thing is that the Spurs have too many moving parts. You know, the Spurs have too many players that, you know, that they have to rotate in and out. And they weren't quite adjusted, you know, how they should have been adjusted. But let's call it how we see it. The stars stepped up and they did what they were supposed to do. The role players stepped up and they did what they were supposed to do. It just came down to who was the better team at that time. And the better team was the Thunder. It don't matter if they got Aldridge over there with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
The better team this time around is just the Thunder. It is what it is. All right, we got a call coming in. I'm going to take it. It looks like Diggs. What's going on, sir?
Yo, what's the deal?
Yo, not much, man. You got a quiet background going on over there?
Yeah.
I need silence because this stuff sounds like shit in post. But, yeah, we're talking about the Spurs and the Thunder turnout. You know, nobody foreseen that coming. So, I mean, but look, at the end of the day, I don't like the Spurs. I never liked the Spurs, even because – you know, how everything turned out with the Pistons and Game 7, you know, many, many years ago, I felt like we got screwed in that situation because they wanted the Spurs to win that year. They didn't want the Pistons to win back-to-back. But, you know, that's just my opinion. I mean, because wasn't that the year we lost to them by, like, 1 point?
It was about three. I think it's Ginobili.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I figured you would know it, Spades, man. You need the basketball guy, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. You know. I mean, at the Thunder, you got to think, Thunder, they strong, man. Listen, they are still strong. They got two good superstars, you know what I'm saying? You got somebody who can take to the outside, which is Durant, you know what I'm saying, who played the three, and then you got Russell Westbrook playing the one, just slashing through the lanes, like, you know what I'm saying? He got speed, he got bone. You don't have to have best handles, but he knows. One, two moves, and go. Who really going to keep up with that? If he catch you off a move, slip, and he get the first step, you might as well call it back.
Well,
because he's going to the rep.
Well, they're getting ready to play the right team.
But, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm rolling with the Warriors all day anyway. So, you know. Steph Curry back.
Yeah, I mean, I would get into the conversation that, you know, Spades would be comfortable with, you know, the Miami Heat portion of Game 7. But I really
don't
care about the Heat.
That's right. That's right. Game 7, baby. Wade doesn't need it. Wade and Dragons.
The Heat is showing up. They're showing up. I can't take nothing away from Wade and them.
They are. But to me, it seemed like every single time, Wade plays, It just seems like when the game is over with, I'm pretty sure he's swimming in ice. I'm pretty sure. He looks old as fuck, man.
That's okay. It's okay. He's averaging 27 points. He's averaging 27 points a game plus 6 assists, 6-7 rebounds. He can look old as fuck all day.
All right. Let's skip Bayless. Okay. I'm not knocking his numbers. Okay. I'm not knocking his production. I'm just saying that he just look old. Okay, call a spade a spade. Spades.
Okay.
All right. Well, look. Let's stop. Let's get into our interview because he's actually on the line right now. Spades, do you want to bring in Face the Great, sir?
What's up, people? Today we have a special guest. It's Face the Great. I went to school with him. This guy is work ethic is something ridiculous, man. He grinds and continues to grind. And without further ado, here is Face the Great.
Yo, what's Face, great? What's sir? Great, everybody? What's great? What's great? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man. What's going on with you?
Man, everything great. I'm releasing a video in about an hour on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you guys. I'm alive, you know. Yikes out right now. Doing beautifully. So, and I'm just feeling blessed, really. How y'all feeling?
Man, we happy to have you on. Feeling good, man. We happy to have you on.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on.
All right. So let's hop into some of these questions, man. You know, well, first, tell everybody who Face the Great is. You know, tell them what you're about, man.
Face the Great. Face the Great is a New York native with Jamaican parents that was raised in Detroit. So, you know, the story gets All right. interesting based off that.
All right. So who do you consider to be some of your influences as far as your music go?
As far as my music, really, the real reason I started doing music is because back in the day when I used to listen to it, I really didn't like anything. So I just started making stuff I like for myself. My people started hearing it and it started spreading.
All right. So would you say that you're mostly self-inspired?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as hip-hop, right, so. But it's like my reggae influences, I give to like Buju Banton, my pops Derek Irie, Free Him, Shabba Ranks, people like that.
All right. So if you could describe your music, your type of music in one word, what would it be?
Undefinable. It's a mixture. It's
never
a mixture of
before.
Inspiration and trap gospel, you know.
Right. So what type of
I got music? I got music that inspire people to live a better life. Then I got music who motivate those who live the life they need to live in order to survive.
All right. All right. Cool. So Spades, you have any questions for our guest?
Yeah, man. So, like, when you taking your time and you trying to figure out, you know, how you want to go about making music or a certain style that you want to do, what gives you that motivation to be like, okay, this is how I want to do it, and this is how I'm feeling right now? But how do you get that to make other people feel the same way that you feel?
Anger. I ain't gonna lie to you. Anger. It's like... All right, my music basically is like the story of my life, you know, if you listen to it. So it's like, when I'll be chilling, and say, like, I get in a confrontation with somebody who ungrateful or, you know what I'm saying, somebody who just disrespectful, and I got to deal with that situation, the anger just leads to, like, the whole project because it's basically me expressing myself.
Okay. All right. So if you had to tell a young person that was just starting to write and trying to figure his way out, what advice would you give him?
Write about your life, your struggles. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear the realness before they see the flash and the flare, you know? They want to feel it. You got to feel it. You got to feel it. That's why I just dropped Yikes, you know what I'm saying? Because last year I released the album that I took off the internet. Because my fans and my supporters, they're not ready to hear that part. You know what I'm saying? I got to finish giving them the story about the struggle. And then I can show them, you know, how beautiful it is on top.
That's what's up.
All right. So what do you consider to be your biggest challenges as an artist?
So my biggest challenge?
Yeah.
I mean, time. I feel like I don't got enough time to do everything I need to do. There's so much that needs to be done, so much detail that go into everything.
And all right, so
time. If I could have more hours in a day, that'd be beautiful.
Oh yeah, I mean, it seems like we run out of time. You know, it seems like the things that we can't do with our time, especially if you're a busy person, so much you want to do. within, you know, the 24-hour span. Usually out of those 24 hours, you only get about 16 hours to really do some real work. So I definitely get that.
So we got clothes, right, so you know what I'm saying? We got all type of things that we're doing right now. We're setting up the website, facethegreat.com. That should be up by the end of the week. Got a new project coming out probably in like a couple months called I Was Broke. So we're just moving right now. Rain, dropping later on today, like an hour. You know.
All right. So let's get into your first track. Don't Play. You want to bring his hand for us?
Okay. Introduced to y'all my first debut single on iTunes right now. It's Trap Gospel. Don't Play.
Y'all, welcome back to Surge Radio. You just heard Don't Play by my man Face the Great. Dope shit right there, man. So what inspired you to write that song, man? It was like a lot of anger behind it.
Yeah, basically just situations I was going through while, you know, dealing with business, dealing with shiesty people, dealing with the devil trying to get on my back and tell me to do evil things, which, you know, God always got me.
Definitely a positive mindset to have, man. You know, you want to make sure you're able to, you know, persevere. But
Of course. Only God can stop me.
Oh yeah.
And he gave me
the
plan, so he ain't gonna get in my way.
That's what's up. So Space, you have some more questions for our guests?
I got some questions for y'all.
All right.
What inspired y'all to do the radio?
Well, pretty much what inspired me to do the. Say that again.
I said money, but I'm talking shit, man.
Money. Nah, not money.
What up, Faith?
So what pretty much inspired us to do the radio show was true story. As an artist, you know, I was dealing with a lot of bullshit myself. A lot of the radio stations, you know, the payola stuff was, you know, a big deal back then. I want to say about 15, 20 years ago. But, you know, around the time that, you know, I was getting into the music and I was really trying to put my stuff out there, about, I want to say about maybe 8 years ago, I had to deal with a lot of politics.
Okay.
And when the internet radio was starting to become something that people was talking about, you know, I was like, hey, it'd be a good idea to give everybody an outlet to put their music out there and not have to worry about paying thousands of dollars to put your stuff on the radio. You know, and not have to worry about all the politics about getting your song spammed once or twice throughout the week. Not only that, I'm like, that gives everybody an outlet to hear what's really happening in the industry, what's really happening, you know, around us, you know, even as artists. So that's why I decided to start Nerds Radio, because I felt like it was necessary to give people an unfiltered, untampered with outlet to put their music out there, grow their fan base, and, you know, take it to the next level.
That's the real. That's the real answer I've ever heard. That was from the heart. Who y'all got in the playoffs?
Warriors. Who I got in the playoffs? Unfortunately, it hurts for me to say this. If the Warriors play the Cavs, I say the Cavs are 7.
Ah,
man.
You
tripping, L.
You ain't got to tell a man he tripping because of his opinion, but I don't know. The Heat ain't matching up with nobody right now. Once they beat
that.
This team, they ain't going. Nah, they look. Definitely can't stop a Steph Curry. He can't stop LeBron for sure. That's over
never
with. That's
never.
A dream that
never
that's
never.
A dream that you shouldn't even put your mind on.
Never
I love
never.
You.
Remember,
I love you as a brother.
Wade don't got nobody else though. They got Dragon, they got Johnson, they got fucking Stuttermeyer, they got a squad over there. Wait, time out.
Look, let's talk about it realistically, okay? You can say what they got right now, okay? Right now, that one game 6, they had Dragon. They had Stoudemire. But you got to look at the Cavaliers.
They got fresh legs.
They have Love. They have Irvin. They have Smith. Everybody's playing, and they swept two teams. They swept two teams. 8 games. They had those players. They broke records along the way.
An 8-seed team and a 7-seed team.
But look, that 8. But you got to understand that 8.
I'm about to end all this riffraff right now, okay? Golden State is 6, all right? It's just, you know,
wait,
Golden State is 6.
Hold on, that's the end of it,
all right?
I got to say this about the Cavs. They did sweep the Pistons. They swept the Pistons, but they only really was winning by 1 and 2 points now. Let's not forget that. It ain't like they were struggling to beat them, okay? They were struggling to beat them. They may have swept them before a game, but they did not win by no more than 6 points each game. They only really won. They struggled to win by 2 and 3. So
I love you guys. I love you guys' opinion. But let's get off of the subject because we're going to be talking about this all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so... But you know, it's really easy to talk about, you know, what's going to happen with the sports and everything. But just to wrap up the interview right now, Face the Great, man. Mm-hmm. You know, tell everybody where they can find your music, how they can reach you on these social networks. Just give them everything.
YouTube, you go to YouTube, search Face the Great One, the number one. You can also go on my website. It's going to be up by the end of the week, facethegreat.com. That's going to have everything on it.
All right.
By the end of the week, that's all y'all need to go to is facethegreat.com. It's going to give you updates on the new projects. I got Yikes out right now. You need physical copies, just hit me up on my Twitter, which is The Great Life God. Or you can search me on Instagram, which is Face the Great. Or you can even go to my Facebook, Face the Great, and ask for a hard copy. I'll get you a signed hard copy before we run out. I'm only doing 1,000 of them, so you got to get them fast. I got 500 left, so I just dropped the project a couple days ago. So you know what I'm saying? So if you want in, get in now. Next project going straight on iTunes. Physical copies going to be worth like $100 in 5 years. So.
That's what's up. All right, man. Well, thanks for being a guest on Surge Radio, man.
Thank you, man. Yikes out right now. Spinrilla. Shout out to Surge Radio. Great life, gang. Great man.
Yikes! All right. Thanks, man. All right. So let's talk more shit about this sports stuff. I can't get off of this, man, because I have to be realistic, man. And I feel like Space, you are the most unrealistic person right now if you think that the Heat is gonna make it.
I think they gonna make it. Everybody thought San Antonio was gonna beat fucking OKC, and look what happened.
Not me.
Upset.
I didn't think they was gonna
upset.
Beat OKC. I knew he was going to beat them.
But look, I knew that too. But look, when the Cavs played Detroit, let's all put this on the table right now. Detroit was the second best team in the playoffs, whether they got swept or not. Okay? The unfortunate thing about that is that they met the number one team. See, the Cavs was a true number one seed. The Pistons was not a true number eight seed. They played the Hawks, and they swept the Hawks. The Hawks couldn't even contain halfway what they was doing. They were getting blown out. Okay, the Pistons had that team under control. They just got surprised by the Kevin Loves and the J.R. Smiths.
Right,
game plan for them. So. Where it is, let's be honest, the Pistons looked like a better team versus the Cavs, more so than the Hawks, right?
Right.
And they looked like a better team than the Raptors and the Heat. Is it fair to say that? They just drew the shorter of the straws. Right?
They should have played better and had a better record than would have played a different team.
That's my only point. I'm not saying that they would have won a championship. I'm just saying that they were better than their record. Had they played Toronto first, they would have beat Toronto. Had they played the Heat first, they would have beat the Heat. Had they played anybody else but the Cavs, they would have beat them. The only difference was the Cavs had somebody to say, hey, we running up against the wall. This is how we beat them. This is how we let them beat themselves. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, Tyronn Lue was that person. He outcoached Stan Van Gundy. He outcoached him. Now Billy Donovan didn't outcoach Pop. It's just the fact that the players didn't play up to their actual potential. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They choked at the last minute for whatever reason. Maybe because they added Aldridge. I don't know. Because he's a professional choke artist. So that's just me. That's just my opinion. But I'm saying that this Cavs team is not the same Cavs team that faced the Warriors last year. I don't like LeBron. I don't like all the hype around LeBron. I don't like anything about the Cavs. I almost said Ohio, but I do like Ohio because, you know, I went on tour there and I thought the shit was awesome. So, you know.
Fuck Ohio.
Well, I'll let you say that on your own. Because eventually you're going to have to do a concert there. And they hear this shit.
I'm talking about the teams. I don't like their teams.
No, me either. I'm
a Michigan fan.
I'm a Michigan fan. I'm a Go Blue guy, but you know, I like
their
everything.
Their city is beautiful.
Look, I like everything other than their teams. I don't like nothing about the Buckeyes. I don't like nothing about the Cavs. I think the Browns is the worst thing to happen to the organization. So you know, that's just being realistic. It's a couple more topics I want to touch on before we get out of here, man. I wasn't able to get into my other topic, which was Isaiah Banks getting owned by Sky Jackson. We could talk about that next time. But she definitely deserves the Dash Award. But, you know, let's get into the Dash Award right now. I've had a few candidates, even some actual repeat offenders over the last week. But we're not going to get back into that stuff. But let's talk about George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman is by far the dumbest individual ever. He thought that he was going to be able to auction off the gun that he killed Trayvon Martin with. If that's not a slap in the face to the African-American culture as a whole and to the justice system as a whole, I think that this guy is probably the worst human beings I've ever seen in my life. That was
donkey of the motherfucking day.
That was one of the lowest things that I've ever seen somebody attempt to do after something like that. That's like OJ attempting to auction off his glove, the glove that he couldn't fit. So that's like Ray Lewis auctioning off the gun that he used to murder somebody, supposedly. Even though he was exonerated. So, you know, it's a lot of people that I can name right now. But had that been somebody else, had he been black,
they would throw the book.
Oh, man.
He'd have been
put under
the
book at his ass. Easily. Had he been a black man killing a Mexican or a white person, he would have had that shit dropped on him like a ton of bricks. It's not about race at the end of the day. It's about how fucked up our justice system is. But right now, I'm not talking about the justice system. I'm talking about George Zimmerman. He is the Dash Award winner this week, you piece of shit individual. One of these days, karma's going to catch up to you. Karma don't take days off. So we'll wait for that to come and see how that plays out in the end. So whoever the dickheads was that put in a $65 million fake bid on it, you're dumb too. It's nothing to joke about. A person lost their life because of this stupid-ass incident. It's just pieces of shit like that shouldn't walk the earth. But I can't do much about it. So you have my Dash Award winner this week. All right, it's time to get out of here. I got to get my ass over to this event so I can cover the Comic-Con. Space, is there anything you want to say to the people, sir?
Man, use every day and take advantage of it. And follow me on Facebook, David Iron Rankin Shockley, Twitter, I am Spades, capital I am Spades. Yeah,
Spades
man.
With the Z.
Enjoy life. Yeah, S-P-A-D-E-Z, not E-S. Enjoy life, man. Use every day as something different because not everybody gets the opportunity.
That's what's up. That's real. And Big, sir, anything you want to share with the people before we get out of here?
Don't be stuck on things that you can't control or change. If you ain't got no control over it, don't stress about it, man. Just find another way to change it.
or deal with it. But you know, man, you follow me on motherfucking Facebook, MGM Nas. Follow me on Snapchat, MGM Nas. Oh, Back to Reality gonna be coming soon. Oh yeah, check out that slapping video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Serge Lyricist. Shout out to my bro Spades. You know what I'm saying? The Digs in the building. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all know how I do. When I end shit, I end shit. So, this is all I have to say. Continue to be great. Use those 168 hours out the week to do something positive. Try your best not to be a fucking troll, because trolls are annoying. And the biggest troll of them all has just been banned from social networks. Just so you know, it can happen to you too. You can be Azalea Banks. So, don't be a fucking loser. Take life as it comes, and don't be a troll. Until next time, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock. It's real, motherfucker.